forgiven and grateful. A Pharisee named Simon invited Jesus into his house for a meal. People ate their meals while leaning on a cushion next to the table with their feet behind them. While they were eating, a woman came who was known to be a great sinner. She stood behind Jesus and started to cry. She then knelt down and washed his feet with her tears. She let down her hair and used it to dry his feet. She then kissed them and anointed them with expensive oil. Simon thought to himself,
"Well, this proves that Jesus isn't a prophet. If he were, he'd know what kind of woman this was and wouldn't let her touch him."
Jesus knew what he was thinking. He said, "Simon, I have a question for you. Two men owed a debt to the same banker. One owed 2,500, while the other owed 25,000. Both were unable to pay it back, which meant they would be sold into slavery. Instead, the banker decided to forgive their debts and set them free. Which of these two men will be the most grateful and loyal to the banker?" Simon was quick to answer, "Oh, of course, the one who owed 25,000. Jesus said, "You're absolutely right. I came to your house and you didn't provide me water to wash my feet. Look at this woman. She didn't say a word, but simply washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You didn't welcome me with a kiss, but this woman hasn't stopped kissing my feet. You didn't offer me oil to freshen up. Look, she has anointed my feet with a generous amount of expensive oil. Why is she doing this? It's because her sins are many, and she's grateful to be forgiven. Those who feel like they've been good all their lives don't experience such deep gratitude." He turned to the woman. "Your sins are forgiven." This shocked those sitting at the table, but Jesus continued on and said, "Go in peace. Your faith has saved you."